Joe's Need to Know News here on the Joe and Alex Show. I only caught part of this yesterday. I was stuck in a staff meeting. Ugh, kill me now. George W. Bush had a very emotional eulogy to his father, who was the 41st president of the United States. Bush had the crowd laughing, too, when he shared lighthearted memories from his father's life. Bush said, to us, he was close to perfect, but not totally. His short game was lousy. He wasn't exactly Fred Astaire on the dance floor. The man couldn't stomach vegetables, especially broccoli. And, by the way, he passed that defect along to all of us.
Well, I
relate. Tough crowd. Tough crowd out here.
I relate to that. I am the exact same way.
So you have that genetic defect in your family, huh?
Yes, I'm pretty sure.
So there you go. You might be presidential. And by the way, man, it got really emotional, too, towards the end of the eulogy. Listen to this.
When the history books are written, they will say that George H.W. Bush was a great president of the United States, a diplomat of unmatched skill, a commander-in-chief of formidable accomplishment, and a gentleman who executed the duties of his office with dignity and honor. So through our tears, let us know the blessings of knowing and loving you, a great and noble man, the best father a son or daughter could have. And in our grief, let us smile knowing that Dad is hugging Robin and holding Mom's hand again.
I was like, I'm not crying right now. I'm chopping up onions.
Oh, my gosh. It just made me tear up.
It was such a great eulogy. It was incredible. So I'll put that up, the whole thing. You can check it out on the Need to Know News blog at joeandalexshow.com. Alex, I'm curious. I told you about this yesterday. Did you actually do it? Did you get your free cheesecake from Cheesecake Factory?
I tried. I ordered. I actually got Cheesecake Factory to go from DoorDash last night. And when I put in the little promo code for my free cheesecake, it said, sorry, they're all out. It's over. Are you kidding me?
We told you to order it right at 11:30 a.m. when it started.
I know.
Well, you're not the only person that had problems. Cheesecake Factory was obviously giving away the free slices yesterday if you used DoorDash, but that wound up causing chaos at a bunch of locations as the drivers battled for parking spots and cramming into the restaurants. One driver in Virginia was even arrested for fighting with cops.
Whoa!
So maybe, you know, if you're waiting for something in Virginia and your cheesecake never came.
Well, my food was very late. It was 45 minutes late because he said it was so packed in there.
See, there you go. And you didn't even get it for free. That sucks. But you got the delivery for free. So that's cool. This is a really great story. A homeless man in Washington is being praised after he found $17,000 in cash and gave it to a food bank. The man found the bag full of money outside the food bank and waited for employees to show up before turning it over. The food bank was allowed to keep the money because no one called to claim it after 90 days. Employees said the cash will be used to expand the building so they can help out more homeless families that are in need. The homeless man was given gift cards to his favorite grocery store as a reward, but okay, you find $17,000 and you're homeless.
Wow.
You're going to turn that over?
No.
That's incredible. honestly.
I don't know if I'd turn it over. I'd be like, here's $2,000 I found.
Right.
It shows you how much we have that we probably could go without if this man can give up $17,000 and donate it to people who are in more need than he is.
Yeah. No doubt about it. That was a great gesture that man did. And finally, I think these are all pretty obvious, but I want to throw a little warning out there. A new survey was done. When you're going to see the friends and family for the holidays, do not talk about these things here. Do not bring them up at Christmas in no particular order. Politics, God, that did not happen at Thanksgiving, but I was cringing. I was waiting for somebody to start talking about that. People's personal lives, I don't mind talking.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, that is. Aren't you going home for the holidays?
They're saying not to talk about people's personal lives.
Well, that's stupid. What are you going to talk about?
I don't know. They also say don't talk about religion. So, but I mean, it's Christmas time. Can't you talk a little religion at Christmas time?
Jesus is the reason for the season.
Don't talk about money. I don't mind talking about money.
We know you don't mind talking about money and how much you like to save it.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about, right? Not about how much Alex makes. We can talk about that, can't we? And then life changes since last year. They're saying the big thing is like people's weight, like loss or gain. Well, I assume it's more gain. Like, if you're like, hey, Joe, you lost 20 pounds. I'm like, yeah, that's awesome. I'm like, hey, Joe, did you put on some weight?
Yeah.
Do people actually bring up weight gain at a family gathering?
Some people that are rude.
Some people, especially because, like, there's some family members that think you're like closer than you are. So you're like, oh, I can say that, but like they can't.
Yeah. Has that ever happened to you? Like where people bring up something, you're like, we're not that close. Not necessarily your weight, but you're like, whoa, you're just my uncle. We're not that close.
Yeah, kind of. Every holiday, they're just like asking me about boys.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, so who are you dating now? How many you got?
That's how it always goes.
They say relationship stuff is something you also want to avoid there.
Jeez, what do you talk about?
Yeah,
well,
that's
why I brought it up. I'm wondering, what would you guys talk about if you don't do those five things?
Sports.
Yeah.
There you go. Unless your team sucks.
Around Christmas, you can always talk about like any team, especially because like the playoffs for football is coming up. Also, you have the NBA seasons just kind of like really kind of started. And also all the games on Christmas Day. Those are always really good games.
All right. Well, I'm a Lions fan because I'm from Michigan originally, so I'm used to losing. So that's cool. That's another thing I don't want to talk about. That's Joe's Need to Know News. You can see all these stories online. Go to joeandalexshow.com.